in English. That'll help my friend to think a little bit.
You say Montana in English.
In English.
Yeah.
In English. In English.
Yeah, in English.
Oh.
How we take care of him. Yeah.
Well, lads, I'll tell you what. And a man he died, or a woman died, and he had good custom, buckskin, dress, and just put it on, everything he likes it, you know, and put it on, and put him in where them he's going to bury him, on the rocks, you know, just dig the rocks. No shovel, you know, just pick it up by your hands, you know, just land right there and put them rocks on the top of there. And he's got the horse, he's got, he likes it. Well, he's got only one horse, and he kill his horse and drag him to where he bury him right there. And he's going to ride on that horse, he'll go to the heaven, you know.
Oh, I see, okay. Well,
yeah, that's the old timers, you know.
Do they have a special name for a blanket or something you use to wrap up a dead body in?
I do blankets that time, got to use some hides, you know.
Hides.
Sometimes it's buffalo hides or some kind of, what do you call them, cooker.
Oh, cooker.
Cooker hides,
cooker,
you know, it's big one in Canet, and that's used for blankets too.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of hides, bear hides, tan them, soft them. Used for blankets.
All right.
And rabbit.
And rabbit.
Them rabbit, you know, just come the rabbit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you kill so many rabbits and tan them a little bit and cut them about 1 inch wide, you know.
In little strips.
Yeah. And you put some sticks, you know, up there and about 4 or 6 feet wide and down, and you wrap them right there and just like braid them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just big, some gets tight, and get some stick and hit them from each side, you know, all them first goes all each side, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's another, he made it,
uh-huh,
make a blanket for.
For wrapping up people, dead bodies and things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else. Now, was there any special name for those poles that they used to bury somebody on, the scaffolds or the poles?
No, I don't think so. He used any kind of pole.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of pole, just put it on the trees, you know. He used them, silver spruce bushes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he fix it, just hold it and like this, you know.
Wrap it around.
Wrap it, you know, just like rope, you know. And he tied on a trees, you know, them poles, you know, tie them up good, you know, and put some short sticks on cross, just two long ones, and put some cross there, and lay them right there.
Nice. Was that kind of keep the wolves away from the body?
Must be, that's what they, you don't want to eat, the animals can eat them, but just put them on the top of there.
Okay, I don't know that we can go too much further with that. I was trying to think of anything else with the praise or anything like that. Do you want to get some place names for different places in India?
Like again?
Some names for places, like
oh,
stuff like that. I think we might be able to do some of that. We
like Springdale, we call it Kastacha. We have Indian names for places.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How about? Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll start from. Yeah. Stretsua.
And now, where is
well,
that?
It?
Well, Pennant. Uh huh.
Don Ford.
Ford.
Chumakeen.
Uh-huh.
Chumakeen.
Reardon
Chichin.
Yeah,
Reardon. Reardon Chichin.
Good to Reardon
Chichin. Uh huh. Chichin.
How about Springdale?
And Chester.
Uh-huh. How about Valley by Chihuahua?
Skuletiku. Skuletiku.
Alright. Does that mean something special?
Skuletiku. Well, that's the all the, it's got a lot of spring, you know.
Uh-huh.
That little town, you know. It's always warm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In winter time, there's no ice, you know, it's always warm.
By those springs.
That's what he calls skuletku.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's what he calls skuletku.
Yeah. How about the camp place for where the Chuila Indians lived, there by a magnesite plant?
See, where the camp's on that site where you...
Mm-hmm. That's,
that's what they call Chitsamuhwe.
Say it again.
Chitsamuhwe.
Alright. Okay. Was there a name for the mountain above Chuila there, that quartzite?
You know, on that side, on.
Yeah, on the.
On the same, well, the same little mountains where you, most over there, you know. That's
oh yeah.
They call Chitsamuhwe, that little ones. On this side, and I show you where I was born.
Uh huh.
That's Chutpax.
All right.
Chutpax.
That's on the north side of those. Those. No, it's on the south side of those. That clump of trees there, kind of the south. Southeastern side of the trees.
East side, yeah. Well, that little hill, you know, just like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right here where you was over there on the other side,
mm-hmm.
that's where you were in Europe. That's Tsimuhwe. On the same one where I was born over here, that's Chutpax. That means them, that little hill goes down, you know.
Oh.
Chutpax.
Right. Were there any names for those mountains up there by Chuila? Big mountains? Like quartzite.
Yeah, just crossed from there, that little hill, crossed to the meadows, you know, where used to be Pete Ford's place, you know. On just a little bit on, about 2 miles from where your brother's, on that road, goes on that side road, you know. And east side road comes round, you know.
Yeah.
We come through once, you know. That's about 2 miles from where your brothers had come round. There used to be Indian lands there. That's what they call Apschichelt. That's what he means, lots clay in there.
Oh, yeah. We probably should get a map and pinpoint these things. It's not going to be too good to just have them because I can't visualize it exactly.
It's lots of names on that Chuila, you know.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting, though. Maybe we could go ahead and get some more of them and I'd get them down and then we could put them on a map.
On the east side, where that big mountain, where them lookouts, you know.
Yeah.
That's Pakamkan. Pakamkan.
All right. Is that the mountain itself?
Yeah, Pakamkan.
Uh-huh. Lookout mountain. I think that's Chuila Peak.
Yeah, it's Chuila Peak. Yeah, that's Chuila Peak. That's Pakamkan.
What was the name for the Colville River? What was the Indian name for that?
That river?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I didn't hear any have a name that.
How did Chuila get the name Chuila? That's not. It's an Indian name, but how did it come there?
Chuila.
Yeah.
Chuila. Well, that's the Chuila. It's on that the other side, Chuila, that now where them town, you know. Other side. Where was over there for them, where that. Old people killed the grizzly bear,
uh-huh.
And that little hill.
Oh,
that's what he calls Chuila. I don't know what is that. How he calls Chuila.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious as to why people would start calling it Chuila.
Yeah, I asked some of them, but he didn't know what is that. How he calls Chuila. And the first time I was thinking must be lots of snakes, like water snakes, Chuila. I think that's what, no, it's not for that, but it's some kind.
Is there any kind of a water snake?
Chuila. Well, the water snake, it's Chuila. Yeah,
but any kind of a water snake?
Chuila.
Or is it just the kind with the bands on them? Or?
It's any kind of water snake, it's Chuila.
Chuila. Chuila. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that little Dan, that's his grandpa. And he's Chuila.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
There's another
yeah.
Indian name. Huh?
That's Indian.
Okay, well, how about some other parts of that valley there? Is there so you're telling me about some time ago, you're talking about, well, maybe up by Arden or something like that. Arden, that's where your
Arthen?
Granddad came from?
Arthen.
Arden.
Yeah, Chlauskan.
Say it again.
Chlauskan. that was good.
How about that Blue Creek that goes down there? Does that have a name?
Blue Creek.
Not the one that's here,
yeah,
but the
yeah,
one
yeah,
up there.
I know Blue Creek.
Let me stop this one. We didn't get it, did we?
Eddie.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a lalako.
All right.
It's a lalako.
Okay.
It's just like it's on the trees. There's some something. It's in the trees, you know, just like bow and arrow, something like that in the trees, you know.
Oh.
It's a lalako.
Good enough. Well, there's a bunch of lakes around there, Antoine. How about Waits Lake? Does that have an Indian?
Skomshin. Waits Lake. Skomshin.
Okay.
Skomshin.
How about Browns Lake?
And Slausum. And Slausum.
Alright. Let's see, the Deer Lake is a little bit south, but maybe you have a name for that?
Deer Lake.
Uh-huh. I was asleep there.
Nuweste Loon Lake.
Say it again.
Nuweste.
What does it mean?
Nuweste. I don't know what is that to mean, just
okay.
Nuweste.
Okay. See, there's Chewila Creek. Chewila Creek.
Chewila Creek. I can't see that Chewila Creek. There's no name for this. Just you can call it Chewilantwetkus. Chewilantwetkus.
Oh, you
yeah.
Call it Chewila Creek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Promenetku.
This is Blue Creek.
Promenetku, yeah, Blue Creek.
Okay, is that the name for the town or is that the name for the creek?
Just for that. Water someplace, you know. The Promenetico is just like it, you throw something on the water, you know.
Oh.
The Promenetico.
Oh, okay. How about, we got Arden. How about Colville?
Colville? Strodeus. Strodeus.
Does that mean something?
I don't know what is that to mean, Zikadi. I know Strodeus.
How about Kittle Falls?
Schonitku.
Say it again.
Schonitku.
Does that mean the falls on the...
On the fall. Yeah, the fall. Schonitku.
Oh,
it
almost sounds like a hummingbird.
Huh?
It almost sounds like a hummingbird.
It's Schonitku, yeah. Like where them falls, you know. Schonitku.
Does it mean something?
Schonitku.
It sounds like a hummingbird.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like
it's
just
like
on that water goes down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Well, how about Cusick? Does that have an Indian name? Or Usk?
I just call Kalispe.
Uh-huh.
Kalispe.
Okay. How about Usk?
It's the same.
I don't know. I think they're just the same old call Kalispe. I didn't know very much on it.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll see what you do, what you do know, and that'll be the things we'll work on. How about Gifford? Does that have an Indian name that you know about? Over by where the ferry is? Eddie Gifford Ferry?
No, I don't know that.
Okay. We'll just kind of keep moving around here and see what you got. See. Marcus, maybe? Up there by... Kittle Falls?
No, I don't know.
Okay, you're getting out of territory there. How about the Little Pend Oreille River? Does that have an Indian name?
No. No, I don't know them places over there.
See, that comes into the Colville River right
yes,
by Arden.
Yes, I
know,
but I don't
know.
Okay. You know, I'm just coming on this side. Coming on the right close here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's the, we were talking about Ford, Jim McCain.
Uh-huh.
And from Jim McCain goes up to Springdale, where that
Shimakin is the name of the creek down there, huh?
Yeah.
Chimakin,
yeah.
That's how do you say it again?
Chimakin. That's the creek. It's on a upper little creek, the end of the upper, you know. That's what they call Chimakin.
Uh-huh.
And goes down the creek.
And what do you call it, the lower part? Same thing?
Chimakin. Take your Chimakin. Good. Zuwesh, huh?
Aha. Uh-huh. Is that where the part that goes into the...
Yeah, it goes down.
You remember? What does that mean?
Is that how I got it?
Chimakin? Chimakin, yeah, Chimakin. It's like it's the Chimakin where the creek just goes up and the end, where the creek, where the water comes out, you know. That's what you call it, Chimakin.
Seems to have something
just
about
like
hidden,
the end, just
is
like
right?
It's the end, you know.
Oh,
Chimakin, that's where
end.
It comes, water comes out, you know. That's Chimakin, and goes down, that's the creek, and goes down to the Zuwesh.
What's the Indian name for little Shimakin creek?
Little Shimakin, well, that's Little Shimakin. Nkuyumeteku.
Alright.
That little Shimakin. This is where that's little Shimakin on this side. That's what they call little Shimakin.
What's the name for the cold spring?
Cold spring, that's no name for cold spring.
Well,
you could do
it. Maybe there might be.
You could do it, cold spring. You know, everybody calls cold spring.
go
it's
ahead.
It's a lot to say.
You can call it that.
Yeah, it's a lot to say.
Cold spring, it's a lot.
Yeah, cold spring, it's a lot to spring. It's a lot to
say.
Okay. That isn't the name that you use for it, but it's a name that you could use for it if you wanted to. Little Falls, yeah.
Tskestichen.
Long Lake, yeah.
Long Lake. Kutlaamachen. Kutlaamachen. I see, yeah. Kutlaamachen.
It means something like your sleeve?
Yeah, just like it's on the end of your arms. Kutlaamachen.
Long. Okay. See the Spokane River? Did we get that?
Spokane River? Spokane River, that's in Humanem and Huatics. River, Spokane River, Nkumene and Huetics.
Right.
Put down below where the bridge splits, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call Kutmintnametnaman. Kutmintnametnaman.
Right.
That's where the Indians get slot salmon, used to be a long time ago.
Oh.
Kutmintnametnaman.
Does that have something to do with salmon?
But there's no word for what you call them.
Right. How about the Columbia River? Does that have
a
special name?
Well, I hear Indians talk about Columbia River in Kutinetik. In Kutinetik. Seulik. In Kutinetik.
What do you mean, big or white?
Big white, yeah, Kutinetik.
Do you want to say a few words? I think that's about all I got for today.
But yet, the ford goes up, way up then where the bridge coming across to the reservation.
Yeah.
That's what's called scopes. And scopes.
that where that little old lady lives?
Scopes.
Mrs. Wade.
Could be Indian lady though. Is she an Indian lady?
No, she's a white lady.
It's on the, I think it's on the reservation side. There's a bridge there.
Wait, she's alone. Well, she has a son.
Yeah.
Scopes. Good to see. Went by to Springdale. Oh, about a mile from that bridge, and goes up the little hill, you know. You know that place, you know.
I think a road turns around a little bit before you go up the hill.
Yeah, that's what they call Sinai Nation. Owl Foot. Sinai Nation.
How about that?
Yeah, that's, you know where that from bridge coming across to the reservation, and you can go by to go Springdale, and just little ways it goes up.
Yeah.
Goes up a little hill.
Just a little hill, though.
Yeah. Just between Springdale and that bridge, you know.
We may have to drive down there and pinpoint some of these places.
Yeah.
That might be fun, too,
yeah.
To take a little trip.
Sinai Nation, Owl Foot.
Okay, any others you can come up with?
Then coming across from that bridge goes to Richard Pion's place, you know. Just a little bit that side from them Richard's house now. And a little spring down below the road, you know, the spring. That's what they call it. Tiskadniqua. That's a little spring.
That's down by Richard Pion's.
Yeah, Tiskadniqua. It's like, that's just like little chickadee's water, you know.
Oh, chickadee's water.
Tiskadniqua. And this side, from Richard, and coming by to, and that side, there's, what, whose name is that? Just about a mile this side to Richard, and there's another old people's place, you know. That's what they call Cheetalux. Cheetalux. That's them.
Any others?
And where them Santecs now, it's Skaltsuwe. Skaltsuwe.
That doesn't have anything to do with the wolves, does it?
No, it's just a little bit different, just a little bit up from wolves.
Oh,
Skaltsuwes.
Where's the wolf's, what's the name for the wolf's place?
Ntsautsautstum.
Say it again.
Ntsautsautstum.
Alright. Now, what direction is that from Suntex? South?
South from Suntex, you know.
How far? About?
About half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Just you. Well, you can see just little
hill.
Little sticks out, you know.
Okay.
I think that's from other side, Suntec, you know, between Suntec and Postmill, that road goes to Abrahamson, Emil.
Mm-hmm.
Emil Abrahamson's place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go down and you can look around and you can see just you can go on a dress and a brush, it sticks out, you know.
He's Philip's daddy,
Abel.
Yeah. Oh, he's your son-in-law?
He's older, grandson.
But where's them Norbert stays? I say to Jackie. That stays now.
Or Dave Flett stays,
yeah.
Yeah,
Dave Flett's feel, on that feel, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call Luchulhoops. Luchulhoops.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what is that to mean. It's Luchulhoops. Looks to me just like lots of holes on the ground, you know.
Gopher holes.
Luchulhoops, yeah.
My little son-in-law.
Yeah.
We didn't get the name for the Chewila Valley there. You gave it to me before, but I never.
Well, Chewila Valley is Chewila.
Yeah,
but Lord Deus, yeah, Lord Deus, yes, it's Lord Deus.
Yeah.
That's right, Lord Deus.
I guess they call it the Colville Valley, the whole thing is.
Yeah, just like Colville Valley, because yes, Lord Deus, it's the other side of the valley, couldn't it? Lord Deus, it's just open, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Indian calls them, it's open, it's Lord Deus, you know.
Oh, I see.
Devonport, Chichamakain.
Seems like we got that for something else.
Chichamakain.
What does that mean?
Just like it's the creek, you know.
Oh, it's just like Chichamakain?
Just like them, yeah, I was talking about Chichamakain. Chichamakain. Yeah, Chichamakain. Yeah. Devonport. Yeah, it's Chichamakain. Yeah,
okay. Well, I guess it's just like Blue Creek in English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same name for different places, for different things. Okay. Do you have any special name for a train?
Train? You mean trains?
Choo choo train, yeah.
It's Chulakwalk.
Oh, yeah?
Chulakwalk. Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, that's a rolling. Wheel is rolling.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat. How about a railroad track? Somebody's cough.
Who it is? Who it is? Yeah.
How about a car?
Epoishin.
Is that the one with the little wrinkled beak?
Yeah, Epoishin. It's kind of. Epoishin, that means soft wheel, or some rhymes. Soft wheel, you know. Epoishin,
okay.
Yeah.
How about a truck? Is there a different name for that?
Track.
Truck.
Truck. There's no name for trucks in it. Yeah, there's no name for trucks.
Okay. How about an airplane?
Airplane?
Uh-huh.
Dr. Lewis. Dr. Lewis. Dr. Lewis.
What does that mean?
Well, that's flying around. Yeah, flying around.
Okay.
Dr. Lewis.
Uh-huh. How about a bus? Okay, we're talking about bus. And you came up with something.
Yeah, it's
a doing snakoskalichten. Snakoskalichten, a bus.
Not just for skalich, for Soviet.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
Well, that would be
both
the same.
You
don't have to say Soviet.
Yeah. But I mean, it means something for hauling people. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Okay. Is there? Could you think of something for a school bus then?
Snuakuelten.
Oh, yeah.
What is it again?
Snuakuelten.
That's
for children. You know. Snuakuelten.
All right. Very good. How about a house made of lumber? Like this house.
Speech. Spichu. All lumber. House, all the lumber, that's spichu.
Or logs too.
All,
huh?
And logs, skzelu. Just like mine, skzelu.
All right.
Yeah.
How about radio?
Sinsu Numitin. Yes, Sinsu Numitin.
Okay, good. Television.
It's an art section. It's an art section.
How do you say iron or steel?
Well, iron and steel, just the same word. Ululim. Ululim.
All right. Is there a word for aluminum?
Yeah. Copper.
Copper.
You call it copper, I call it quilp. Quilp. Quilp.
Alright.
Yeah. And
tin?
What do you call them? Lumen. There's no name for
it. Okay.
Never hear you talking about lumen. You call it lumen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more modern one. That's cool. So yeah, I wonder if there's any other kinds of metals. How about gold?
Zacht, zacht. You mean gold?
Huh? That's coal that you can use on the.
Oh, that's coal, yeah.
Gold.
Used for.
Stone.
Zacht. Not
but this is gold, great.
Like a gold watch or a gold ring.
Oh, schön paket, jetzt richtig steig qualit,
huh? Qualit or great.
Yeah. Yeah, gold, it's qualit.
All right.
Qualit.
All right. How about brass? Yeah, it's got some copper in it, copper and tin and some other stuff.
Copper, they call it brass. I didn't know what they called them.
Ah.
Yeah, I didn't know how we called them brass.
I'm just trying to think of some different metals as long as we got going on this. How about the chrome?
Stem, you pitch.
Invisible.
Great.
No, chrome. See, a chrome on a car. It's shiny.
Where? I think we'll see a picture. A picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a picture.
How about silver?
Silver. Symphony, just for the symphony, silver and.